While Pastor John Lendenham's Friday night campout would most likely benefit from warm fall weather, an exercise yesterday on the University of Arkansas campus was curtailed by warm temperatures. Yesterday, four students and their instructor, Kathy Wisser, were trying to get small balloons to lift up into the air behind Old Main. The class is for middle-level pre-service students, people who will soon be teaching middle school. The class is designed to integrate science and math. Kathy Wisser is an assistant professor of science education at the U of A.
We work all semester on trying to get them to see ways to integrate math and science seamlessly into their lessons, rather than just teach geometry and angles in math class and teach about expansion of gases with heat and pressure and things in science class. They've incorporated it into this project.
The project included miniature hot air balloons fashioned out of thin paper with a Dixie cup connected at the bottom. The balloons would be held over a tube that was funneling hot gas into the balloon. Then the balloon would be released, and the warmer air inside the balloon would help carry it aloft until that warmer air escaped out of the bottom of the balloon.
So what these guys are doing, they're playing the part of the student now. So they've gone through the project and they've built the balloons and they've had to do the measurements and put them together, and now they're flying them as a student. What they will turn into me, they're going to flip and change hats, and then they become the teacher. They're going to have to figure out how would they assess student learning on a project like this.
Unfortunately for the would-be hot air balloons, yesterday afternoon's conditions resembled more April than mid-November, and the warmer-than-usual temperatures pretty much kept the balloons grounded. Kathy Wisser says the results weren't unexpected. The project had been delayed several times already because of a warm Ozarks autumn. She says yesterday was, though, anything but a waste of time.
You have to be flexible. You have to be able to figure out how can you get things to work when things don't want to work. So.
Or how you teach when things don't go exactly right.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, some of them are coming up with little holes in their balloons. The balloons weigh different amounts, so they've got a different mass. The big balloon would inflate but not fly. There just wasn't enough difference in temperature for that one.
And so, say, a few years from now when these young women are teaching middle school and they do an experiment like this and it doesn't quite work the way they want, they'll be able to reflect back and remember when...
Yep. You problem solve, you figure out what could work, and we'll debrief when we're done with this, and we'll figure out how they can adjust their rubrics and their assessments for their students based upon the data that we could get. What they were planning on doing was using a tool called a clinometer that they had built in class to measure the angle. And from they know the distance that they were standing to take their measurements from the launching site, and with the angle they could figure how high the balloons had gone.
Although the semester is nearing an end, Kathy Wisser says if there is a class day with temperatures in the 40s or below, the students may try again. Either way, she says it's important to figure out better ways to teach math and science to middle school age students.
Middle school is where you either keep them or you lose them. And so often students, because of a lot of reasons, lose interest in performing in school, period, and definitely in math and science. Subjects get a little harder, they become a little more abstract, and this is a good way to make it very concrete for the kids.
Kathy Wisser is an assistant professor of science education at the University of Arkansas.
One, two. You think it's got a hole?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look for it and see if you can find a hole.
Okay.
Who wants to try next and check for a hole?